Jonathan Wainscott, what life experience makes you most qualified to be elected to city council?
Well, I would say that the most, what's the word I'm looking for? The most profound experience that I've had in my life has been being a father of twins and my older daughter as well. But I've been a stay-at-home father with my twin sons since the day that they were born, and they're three now. So that's been a life-changing event and lifestyle. So it's really changed my focus as a person.
What's the greatest challenge the city faces over the next 24 months?
Funding, I think, is always a challenge, and where we allocate those funds. And I think we are really in danger at this point with our education system, even though it's a statewide problem. I think education is the most important thing that we need to tend to as citizens and as a community. And to have our funding decreased is certainly a threat to our society. But I also feel that it provides us with a great opportunity if we can grow that public school system to being very strong. That's going to separate us from the rest of the towns in the area.
What have you read recently that you enjoyed?
What have I read recently that I've enjoyed? I honestly, David, I've read nothing but children's books and Facebook and the internet. You know, I have had zero time for pleasure reading, unfortunately.
You're not the first person to give that answer.
Yes. But I've almost got the Where the Wild Things Are recited, memorized, and my boys love it. So, yeah, that's good enough for me right now.
What have you learned about this community during this campaign for elective office?
That's a very good question. I have definitely learned that Asheville is filled with very imaginative and very passionate people who love this town. And I haven't lived anywhere other than, I mean, I've never lived in a place that there's so much civic pride. I've only lived in, you know, a few places, college towns and Chicago. And but Asheville, there's something incredibly special about Asheville, and everybody feels it for sure.
Jonathan Wainscott is making his first bid for elective office. Jonathan Wainscott, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.